Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's get in. Together.
Let's go, baby.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
Welcome into the Tuesday, May 30th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
Acknowledge me.
He is Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
So happy that you are here with us. We welcome those listening on the Odyssey app, listening on ESPN 1320 AM, 98.5 FM, HD2. We welcome those watching on twitch.tv/ESPN1320 and youtube.com/ESPN1320. And we welcome our partner back.
Yeah, man. I'm back in this thing like I never left, man. We had to handle some business for about a week. No vacation. Definitely went on vacation.
Definitely no vacation.
But make sure the family's good. The family is good. And I'm back at this thing, man. I missed you, man.
I missed you too, bro. Yeah, I missed you too indeed, man. Thrilled that you're back.
Missed the chatty house, you know, all the people, man. You know, I tried to get in there when I could. Then the week just got a little busy. But
yeah.
I was tapping in. Shout out James Hamm, man, coming in here and doing what he did all week long, man. So big ups, man. I'm glad to be back, man. There's a lot of things I have to talk about. You know, when I'm gone, I usually have that whole, you remember the movie While You Were Sleeping? Mm-hmm. I think I've explained this before.
Yeah.
But while I was away. I know. Oh, there's some things.
Oh, I know.
Just got to touch on real quick. They're not whole segments. Just, hey, you mentioned this.
You're in control today, man. I'm just here for the ride. There's only a few things I got to direct. One, Chris Haynes will be here.
Yeah, man.
In the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how about that? There was a time where Chris Haynes wouldn't even talk to us. Now that man driving all the way to Roseville to spend time with us. Man, what a day. I'm so excited. Our brother, not only our brother is coming in, but our brother and sister are coming in. Chris and Charlotte Haynes, owners of Charlene's Beauty Supply in Elk Grove. They're going to be with us coming up the 1 o'clock hour. Lots to talk to Chris about and a whole lot to talk to Charlotte about as well. I'm excited about that. So they'll be with us. The 1 o'clock hour is Trista Tuesdays.
Hey.
TK, Trista Crick will be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, and then we'll close things out with our man Jason Jones in the 3 o'clock hour. As you mentioned, partner, a lot to discuss. Very newsworthy morning, very newsworthy last few days. Saturday night gave us a classic game six.
Oh, wow.
One of the more incredible endings I think you'll ever see that will quickly be forgotten.
Go ahead, keep going, because I got a question.
Well, they went on to lose games. I mean, everyone saw the game six ending with Marcus Smart and Derek White and just a phenomenal finish. An incredible play by Derek White on an in-and-out three from Marcus Smart. That got us to game seven that we all watched yesterday in Boston. You know, after a strong start, just couldn't finish. And it's the Miami Heat. Not the route we thought we'd get about a week ago when we were wondering if Joe Mazzulla was going to have a job, if Jaylen Brown was going to be traded, what exactly the future of the Boston Celtics was going to be. And we can certainly talk about the future of the Boston Celtics coming up here, though I think the conversation is a little bit different than it would have been a week ago. But we did wind up getting the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets, which gets underway on Thursday.
Much like Casey on his episode of Pros versus Joes, when he hit the bank shot three to give his team, I think we were up 6-0. We got 3 points for each event that we won. But much like that, Casey said, I did it for dramatic effect.
Mm.
The Miami Heat. Let this series go seven for dramatic effect. Never any doubt if you're a Miami fan. Like, yo, this is a classic conference finals. A classic conference finals. Can I go back to game six real quick?
You do whatever you want to.
Game six. So there's this thing with my son Reese where, you know, he, much like a lot of kids, he's 10 years old. He doesn't watch the games, right? He'll watch a lot of YouTube highlights and know what's going on because of some of the stuff like that. Like, he can't tell me what happened in game 82 of the season or in the first round, game three, but he can tell me, KD, Kyrie, Jimmy. He watches these highlights all the time. He can tell me that off the top of his head. But on Saturday, I told him, I said, hey, he was even outside. This was like, I probably shouldn't even brought him in from outside because kids don't even go outside no more. But he was even outside. I said, hey, come watch this game. Come watch the game. It was about midway through the third quarter. Come watch the game. So he came in and he's watching the game. He's into it or whatever the case may be. And when it was over, I said, yo, you just watched one of the great games in the history of the NBA playoffs. You just watched an all-time moment in the history of this league. We talk about Jordan and the shot on Elo. It's an anniversary, unfortunately, for a lot of people here, of some shot down in L.A. in 2002 a couple days ago.
Not familiar.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do not recall. That shot's the same thing. That put back by Derek White is one we're going to be talking about forever.
Mm.
Now I ask you the question. Did it lose luster?
Yeah.
A lot of luster?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, what's LeBron's buzzer beater against Orlando mean?
It's still one of the great ones of all time.
But it doesn't mean anything. Like,
it was a great moment.
That shot you're referring to from Los Angeles has meaning because of the way the series ended. If, you know, because wasn't it the next game that Mike hit his?
Mm-hmm.
Kings closed that series out.
That was like damn near game one.
Nobody talking about Robert Horry's shot.
Yeah.
The luster's gone. The luster of Derek White's putback is gone. Now, you can play it in a, like, great buzzer beater. Like, you can play it, like, as a singular clip of a great ending to a game. But in terms of, like, the appeal of it, nah, it doesn't mean anything. And I've always maintained LeBron's shot on Orlando didn't mean anything. They lost the series. Like, it doesn't matter. LeBron hit some, like, LeBron hit better buzzer beaters against, I think it was what caught the Toronto series. Series that got Dwayne Casey fired.
Yeah.
But they wound up winning. They win those series, right? Yeah. Like that's part of the lure of this is they wind up winning. That shot, that shot would have been played for eternity if Boston had. Well, that shot combined with the first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit, that shot would have been played forever.
They talk about it already. It would have been like Dave Roberts still in that base in game four. The Red Sox Yankee series.
Now it's just a shot. It's cool. Like it's an amazing ending that it could have been game one of the regular season. Like it wouldn't have mattered.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head here, and it's gonna take Chatty House. I'm gonna need you on this one. What other shots are like that? Like how you say that one was, where it was an all time shot, but luster is off because the team didn't win the series.
Well, I mentioned LeBron, Tim Duncan's.
The
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
The point. Tim Duncan's shot was insane.
But that was in the same game, though.
So what?
The reason
But no one talks about Tim Duncan's shot.
Because it got one-upped by a bigger shot.
I'd argue it still fits the criteria. Tim Duncan's shot was ridiculous. But no one cares.
Because
2 minutes later.
What is Rock and New Era talking about? Kawhi shot versus Sixers. They won the championship. They won the series and the championship.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Rich from Anywhere says Kevin Martin against the Spurs.
They yeah, didn't win that series. That's right. It's great. Yeah. It's great for a highlight.
Maybe I didn't explain the question right. Chester says Jordan's last.
Wow. Yo, look, man, I get it. It was a long weekend. Maybe some of y'all are detoxing. Maybe some of you aren't listening. Like, Rockin' New Era saying Kawhi Leonard's shot is insane. Dude, it's the
Jordan's
biggest.
Jordan's last shot.
Yeah, they won the title 13 seconds later. Like, what are you guys doing? Kenny's the one that's been off for a week, but y'all are the ones that are off.
Ramsey, I hate to say it, but Mike Bibby in 2002.
He ain't wrong.
Still gets played on a loop.
No. It gets played here. Does it get played in NBA circles?
Well, you know, because that's where we see these things, though. Like, NBA Central will be like, on this day in 2002, Mike Bibby hits the shot, yada, yada, yada.
Well, yeah, again, it'll make – the Derek White play will make for a great highlight, but it'll never be – especially for the Celtics with all their – it'll never be anything more than a highlight of a play. That's all it'll ever be.
Let me analyze because we're going to get to Game 7. There ain't nothing to talk about
with Game 7. Miami beat their ass again.
Well, they did.
There. You missed yesterday's game. There is your summary of it. Miami beat Boston's ass again.
There's so much to talk about. Did you have any problem with how that final play played out? Initially, I did.
With Marcus taking the shot?
No, on the Heat side with Coach Spo. I didn't like Coach Spo having Strauss overly denying Brown and Tatum because it took him out of position. I'm not even talking about like the box out because actually that was like a heads up play by Derek White not to just sit there in the corner. He went and attacked for the offensive rebound. But there was a possibility, and maybe if you're Coach Spo, you're okay with it. You'll live, as Doug Christie would say. Where if Marcus Smart doesn't take the shot, Derek White's wide open. Hit him in the corner for a wide open three because Strauss is trying to double deny Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was like, and that also left Strauss not in position to be able to box out or put any kind of body on Derek White for that follow-up. At first, I was like, yo, that was terrible. Like, Coach Spo, what are you doing? I hate that strategy. But there were so many things that had to go perfect for the Celtics for that to happen. And his goal, he said after the game, his goal was to make sure Tatum and Brown didn't shoot the shot, and he accomplished that.
How much of that play do you think the quick shot was a design? Because Marcus caught it and shot it really, really quick.
Well, you heard the story, what Marcus had to say.
What Marcus said,
and we remember game 4 against Philly, he said, I was late. He said, I was not going to be late, come hell or high water. Mm-hmm. I was not going to be late. So that it had me catching and shooting in 0.5 of a second. I was not going to be late.
So what I thought of in that play is Derek so quickly breaks to the basket. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, Tatum's breaking to the basket. Mm-hmm. And I thought, was that the design?
That was heads up by them.
Crash, like. Get the shot up and crack. Mm. Obviously, there's no room for error. Like you're hoping the shot goes in. That's obviously the thing is you hope the shot goes in. But you did have both guys just crashing the basket. That made me wonder if I
just tipped my hat to those guys. That was heads up. That was heads up by them.
I liked the Marcus shot. Like it was a good look.
That was a great moment. We'll talk about it more. And once again, I just didn't ask the question the right way. As Joel says,
no, they just don't listen.
Says Vince Carter versus the Sixers. Vince Carter missed that shot.
I understand. Everybody's been off a few days. Like, it's okay. It's like a computer that you power down. Like, everybody's powering back up right now. That's all right. We'll come back. We're just getting started.
Vince missed the shot.
Well, that certainly would have changed history. We'll come back. Again, everybody's just – Windows 95 is rebooting for a lot of you right now. That's all right. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about the Celtics, the Heat, the upcoming NBA Finals. Chris Haynes going to be with us. Charlotte Haynes going to be with us. We got a big day ahead. It's D'Lo and KC here, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to D'Lo and KC.
D'Lo and KC
on ESPN 1320.
Chris Haynes and his beautiful wife Charlotte set to join us coming up at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Lots of movement in NBA coaching circles that we'll dive into here as the hour rolls along. Obviously, Chris would be a great person to talk all that stuff, including some involving Jordy Fernandez.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I keep trying to tell these people to stay away from him, but they won't do it.
Yeah, The chatter is getting very, very, very loud. I'll let you know what we were told as the show progresses.
So, on the first edition of While You Were Sleeping,
I was
pretty upset on Saturday. That's a couple G tears come down. Because it looks like my beloved bloodline is coming to an end. Now, on the flip side of that, do you see people starting to hop on the bandwagon of what I've been saying for months? I've been saying it. I think they're going to move that way. The Sammy thing is done. That's done. They had a window. They had a window. He's still hot.
Yeah,
but that window's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Cody is gone. There's one answer.
Cody's just gone. Okay. Wow. All right. Cody's gone. Okay.
That window's gone.
Okay.
I should be booking WWE. Well, actually, I shouldn't. I only got this.
So wait a minute.
It's going to be Jay. Jay's going to do it.
But Jimmy threw the super kick.
But he was telling Jay. He was trying to get to Jay. Jimmy is going to get to Jay and say, "You're the one. You're the one. Take him out." It's going to be Jay.
Can I tell you the one thing, the only thing that pissed me off about that whole angle? Because I actually watched, and you know how I feel about those shows.
Didn't even know it was on.
I didn't either, but I got a text from a friend, and he was like, I hope ... And I was like, okay, got you. I was like, I forgot, and I turned it on, and I was able to watch that main event. I was annoyed that it happened over there.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
I understand that.
You had that moment like over there, like it was at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
like most people, what are y'all doing?
I had no idea.
Now it's clear that those events over there, they stopped calling them Crown Jewel, are now just as big as WrestleMania to them.
And that's what I noticed.
I think I saw two women, which I think is different. I think that's a change.
Yeah.
But I kept looking like, oh my God. And then they got like a tight shot of one. I was like, hey, there's a woman. She's safe.
I wouldn't be over there. One thing I did notice with this one is for the first time it felt like they treated it like a true, what they call special event or whatever,
and not just, premium live event. I believe
they treated it like a true one and not just an exhibition over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was, it was Night of Champions. First of all, it wasn't Crown Jewel, and it was one of the real ones, and with the shock factor of Seth Rollins, with the bloodline situation, they treated it like a true.
Yeah, Bianca lost too.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but I know it happened.
Wow.
Yeah, Bianca lost.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I heard about Bianca this weekend is your boy Nick Cannon.
Well, let's leave. Nick Cannon need to stay away from Bianca.
He needs to calm down. He went too far.
We're not doing that.
As Kanye said on Death of Autotune in the background, it's too far, yo.
You are not welcome, Nick Cannon. Stay away from our beloved.
So that was the first edition of While You're Sleeping. It's going to happen. Then that's the way it should be. I think that's the best candidate. Now, I always understood your question, like, what do you do after? You're just going to keep the strap on Jay? Probably not. Maybe you'll find some other. But to end that story, Jay's the one that should do it. And it has always been Jay, in my opinion. Or if The Rock didn't do it.
But The Rock should, that was the whole thing. The Rock shouldn't be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock should just be he should just be the next footnote for Roman. Like he beat the, like, that's not happening. Like fine. That's not happening. But okay. We'll
see what happens.
I guess.
I think Jay needs to be the person to cost him the title, not necessarily beat him.
Now where I disagree with that is you can't cheapen Roman's loss. Like, don't let Roman have an out. Like, he has to, like, lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just get beat. Don't give him an out. Like, don't let it be in a triple threat match where Jimmy pins Jay and Roman loses the title. Because then it won't mean anything.
Right, right.
Like, you've protected Roman, but it doesn't mean anything. Roman has to lose.
Yeah.
So we're not doing no Money in the Bank cash-ins from Cody, nothing like that?
See, you could do that. Like, that's, like, guys have lost titles that way.
Yeah.
Like, guys have lost titles through cash-ins. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But it has to be, Roman's vulnerable, so-and-so comes down and cashes in. Like, I'm fine with that. Money in the Bank's what, next month?
Yeah, I think so.
London.
London?
London.
Word?
Yeah.
Wow. O2?
O2.
Or?
Yeah, I was actually watching Raw live yesterday. I saw that. But all you guys, both of you guys are correct. And I understand the reasons why. And I think you guys have agreed with this. You just don't know how to get there. The best way to end the story with how it started is Jay taking out Roman.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Especially if you're going to end the bloodline and everything like that, like, brings it back full circle.
I like it. I like it, I guess. Let me think about it. I'm going to book this thing out a little bit longer. Let's get to Leezy. This is Leezy's moment. 916-909-1320. Leezy, this your moment, brother. Go ahead.
D-Lo and KC, what's good, kinfolk? In the words of Tony, it feels good. Hey, guys.
Bro.
Cloud 10. Bro. Not even 9.
Just pause. Just stop.
Sorry.
What are you doing right now?
My bad. Two quick points, guys. Oh, my mind is racing. I can't even think today.
It's got to be the third or fourth radio show you've called today.
Hey,
you've been making moves today.
That's TC. TC got a lot of brothers, ain't me?
All right, Leezy, my bad. Go ahead. Happy moment.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, guys. Hey, okay, first things first. People got to start giving the Heat their credit, man. No one picked them against the Bucks, Knicks, or the Celtics. Yet, every time they've done it, the games have been exciting. I know a lot of people are worried and saying, oh, the Nuggets are just going to roll over. The Heat is going to be a sweep. Yo, Jokic has got to do what he can. He's going to play good. I admit that. But Jamal Murray, We got more than enough dogs to stop him. And also, my last point, you know, we're always quick to crown these super teams, whether it's the old Nets who never made it to the conference finals, or even the Suns this year who got banged on. We're so quick to crown all these people on paper, yet you never give, like, a small market team, I guess, or a team like the Heat any credit. If I'm a Kings fan or a fan of a team in small market, I'm looking at the Heat and saying, hey, they made it this far. Why can't our team do that? So, you know, this one's for the little guys. Okay? So just
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, okay, okay, Leezy. Sit your ass down. Like, this dude just referred to Miami as the little guys.
Oh, guys.
Will you stop? For goodness sakes.
Oh, man. Look, Leezy.
Little guys. This is little old South Beach here. Poor little old South Beach.
Like
no one pays
OKC
attention to
out
us.
Here.
Miami got its own flu, bro. Stop.
And the, New York lost because of the weather. According to Greeny, it was the weather situation.
It got him. I know this sounds crazy, but it's hot down there. Yeah, because they played at the Orange Bowl, Greeny. Jesus, they pay you $8 million a year for that? God damn.
But I will say, look.
Denver's in big trouble then.
Man, come on. The Miami versus Mile High, I don't know what we're doing. This is crazy.
Heat versus the altitude. Literally and figuratively.
I will give Leezy this. He's day one Heat guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I dismissed him since, like, February.
I believe the quote was, just get them out of here.
Yeah, I just wanted them out of
here. I believe
that
was the
Just wanted them out of here. They weren't fun to watch. Well, but you know what?
Are they fun now?
They are fun now. Okay. This series was an all-time series. They were great to watch. They were great in the in the Knicks series as well. Even the Bucks series, where I was really locked in. Like, I watched those games, but a lot of them happened the same time the Kings games was going on, so I didn't really get to feel it the same way that I would if I was just sitting at home. But I just remember the moment.
I feel like those games were happening while we were doing a show.
Four o'clock starts. Like, I'm on the road home.
I was sitting here thinking, like, how come I don't remember so much of that Bucks Heat series? Oh, 4 o'clock start on NBA TV.
That's what
the NBA thought of the Heat's chances.
Yeah. Come on,
we're going to put Giannis on NBA TV and get this over with.
What I do remember, though, is that moment game four against the Bucks, where Jimmy went crazy. I mean, that was an all-time moment. When Jimmy went crazy and said, this is my blank and blank house. And what do you have, like 50-something or whatever? Like, it's been an improbable run. And I guess this is a good way to get into Game 7. I was so impressed by the Miami Heat yesterday. I mean, what a performance by them. What a performance by Jimmy, who looked Harden-esque in Game 6. I was so disappointed with Jimmy Butler in Game 6. He looked Harden-esque until the final 2 minutes, and I think he had 10 points in the final 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Went crazy. But he just looked out of it. He didn't look like himself. He looked intimidated. And to turn around after that loss in Game 7, and like you mentioned early, just beat the hell out of the Celtics. Just beat the hell out of them in Boston. And you have guys like Kyle Lowry, who's looked like he's been at the end of the road for a year now. And he didn't have, like, this huge statistical game, but he wasn't scared. He was not afraid. Mm-hmm. That meant something to me. He was not afraid. You had him doing what he did. Duncan Robinson, who couldn't get off the bench for the whole year, coming in, hitting big-time shots, putting his hand to the ear of the Boston crowd afterwards. Jimmy Butler doing what he did. But then Caleb Martin. I mean, Gabe Vincent coming back. Those two guys. I was just so impressed by the performance by the Miami Heat yesterday.
Caleb Martin had a really good series.
He should have been the MVP, some people said.
Yeah, he had a really good series.
Yeah, what an impressive performance by
Did
Miami.
You see Jimmy wouldn't hold the Eastern Conference championship?
I didn't see that. I heard about that, though.
So there's a clip. I don't know where it circulated, because I definitely didn't see this live. I don't remember who's holding it, but they kind of make the motion like, here, you want it? And he just goes, you know how Jimmy always looks. Like, Jimmy looks unimpressed with anything.
Yeah.
He just goes, no. I don't even think he says no. He just shakes his head, doesn't crack a smile, just shakes his head. Mm. And then you could read his, you know, words, and he says, I'll hold the next one. If that ain't the most Jimmy Butler like clip ever, like if one clip airs of Jimmy Butler when he goes into the Hall of Fame, air that clip.
BMF. He's got the BMF
facts.
Title.
That's facts.
And
by the way, you weren't here.
Well, I
tried
heard
to hold
what was
out.
Going on.
Yeah, I tried to hold out till you were, but when the situation developed, it was like, look, I don't know if Kenny's going to make it back this week, but I've got to get this title off of Jason.
Do you want to take back some of the words you said about Jason Tatum in that moment? You said the man will never hold your title again.
Yeah, it's a long. He's going to have to win the 30 man over the top Royal Rumble to qualify for my title again. No, that's absolutely
accurate. He almost got the title back in like 4 days.
He wouldn't have gotten it back. It would have remained on Jokic. And like I said, he would have had to have won the Royal Rumble to get another shot at my title.
Jesse, so after the game. As we go to Boston real quick. And that's a whole nother thing. Real quick.
I know. When you're gone a while, like just a bunch of stuff runs. Well, take your time. We got 3.5 hours.
I thought people were crying a little bit too much after the Nuggets swept the Lakers about, LeBron hijacked the storyline, and you know, it's just disrespectful that we're sitting here talking about the Lakers afterwards and not what the Nuggets did. The Nuggets are going to keep playing. We don't have to spend a whole 4 days on the Nuggets. Their season is continuing. The reason why we're talking about the Lakers, number one, is LeBron. Number two, their season is over. We're not, as you can see, after those 2 days, there ain't nothing to talk about the Lakers no more. We can talk about the Nuggets still. So I understand trying to give the Nuggets their respect and their just due. But what do you want us to say? They go into the NBA Finals. We'll see them in a week. Like, we don't have to spend the whole 4 days on the Nuggets. So I thought people jumped overboard. I say that to say,
if you're just tuning in, by the way, Kenny's been gone a week. So, like, if some of this stuff sounds like it's just pent up, it's because it is. He's got – just roll with it. Like, you know what he's talking about. It might be a week old. Just roll with it.
I was yelling at my phone as I was watching you guys on the phone. I was yelling at it.
Well, to be clear, that wasn't a discussion from us.
No. Oh. No, it definitely wasn't from you guys. It was – national media trying to act holier than thou in this situation. Let's just talk about LeBron. That's all we have to talk
like
about.
And don't act like you're offended that he said what he said when you haven't said two words about the Denver Nuggets in 90 games at this point.
Thank you.
Stop it.
Let's just stop.
You got national media writers, your boy, coming out saying, "Oh, they're not interesting."
Yeah, my boy.
Nobody want to talk about them or write about them. They're not interesting.
He went.
By the way, was that your boy in Creed 3? Did they give your boy a cameo in Creed 3 as the announcer?
He probably was, because I think they had the zone all over.
They did. That was him. Fail. I was like, did they put Chris Mannix in this movie?
That was a fail.
Yeah, that was a major.
We'll talk
fail.
About movies on the next while you were sleeping.
He sucked, by the way. He had like three things to do in the whole movie, and he was terrible. Like, he couldn't even deliver his lines convincingly. Like, bro, what are you not bad at?
How you play yourself and not deliver your lines?
This was awful. Just awful. Go ahead. Yeah,
but so the other thing about that is, look, he's not my boy. And it's your job. You cover the league. You talk about Denver. You write about Denver. They're the Western Conference champions. Like, you do that. But is he that off base? Like, is Denver that interesting? And I'm only saying this.
They're no.
We talked about this last year when Jokic was winning the second MVP. We're like, if Denver's on TNT, we're not running to go watch Denver.
Yeah.
We're not completely ignoring it because they're one of the top teams in basketball.
Yeah.
We're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching the game, but it's not a situation. Yo. Hey, I got to get out of this meeting because I have to be home for the tip of Denver, Memphis. No,
but what's interesting though? I think that will navigate us to an answer. Like, what do people find interesting? Some people find dysfunction interesting. Some people find greatness interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this very, very weird ultra elite. Well, where you turn greatness into dysfunction.
Mm.
That's LeBron.
Mm.
LeBron is so great, Oh, he posted something on social media. Yes. What did it mean? He's probably listening to Jay-Z. Like, the dude is done for 20-some-odd years. Like, he's been posting Jay-Z lyrics for 20 years. Right. So it depends on, like, the Denver as a team was neither. Mm-hmm. They weren't great. They were good. They weren't great. Jokic individually is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's a unique player that when his time is over, he's going to be really difficult to explain. Mm. Because you're going to see legends like Kareem and Wilt and Shaq, and you'll see Irvin and you'll see LeBron and all of these like athletic specimens, and then you got to see this center from the 2020s, Nikola Jokic, and you the steal shot comes up and you go, that dude him? Right. That's the guy?
That's Omar?
That's Omar right there. And then the highlight reel plays and you go, "Oh, that is Omar."
Yeah.
Like that boy's bad. So there it felt like with the Nuggets, if you were looking for greatness, you weren't going to find it until Jamal Murray emerged. Mm-hmm. If you were looking for individual greatness, that was easy to find. Mm-hmm. But you had already seen that. You had seen 2+ years now of individual greatness, really 3 years of individual greatness from Nikola Jokic. Mm-hmm. What has truly, truly made Denver interesting to me and something to write about, and this was something James and I talked about last week that I'll say to you, is not only is Denver good, not only is Denver great, not only is Denver a potential NBA champion, but they're back next year.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's Jamal Murray now. Oh, man, this team's around for a while. It feels like their window should be closing.
Right.
But because of all that they've gone through with injuries and absences and all of that, and, you know, not just the Jamal Murray stuff, but the Michael Porter Jr. stuff, now it's like, oh, man, if you've got this, boy, this team is bad, and they are bad for a minute.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I'll be real. Now, I don't want to say I force myself to watch these things, but I just FOMO, I guess, fear of missing out, fear of missing anything. Like, I may not be crazy about Denver, but I'm going to watch the game because they're good. They're one of the top teams in the league. I want to see what happens, how it plays out. So I'm going to watch these things. But maybe it's just me. You guys can tell me if it's different. Vibes matter. Denver, the Denver Nuggets as a franchise, Ball Arena, the Denver, Jake was on here 2 weeks ago talking about how, like, they're like the fourth team in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that matters,
and it's they act like that when they're on the court, like the crowd,
right?
Like the crowd. Those are from a finals perspective, these might be the two worst fan bases in the NBA.
Miami gets it going though.
Ah, that's Miami. NBA's trap. NBA. No,
Miami gets
it
going.
No,
there's vibes in Miami. No.
Yeah, vibes in Miami when they're up 10.
Well, okay. Well, now if you want to say they're finicky or fickle, sure. But there's vibes.
They're ass. That's what I was trying to say. They're ass. I laughed so hard when David Stern said he after I think the first Heatles title. Uh-huh. Oh, it's great for the great fans here in Miami. This was like a day after they ran out of the, we were trying to run back into the arena for Ray Allen's
shot. That was
shot.
Your second title.
Whatever. I popped the great fans of Miami knowing there's no chance David Stern believed that line he just delivered.
But the vibes matter, right? In Denver, the Denver Nuggets don't have anything that, in any vibes that attracts people to them. An example of this. Look, it's different. It's difficult to say because they're not a good team. But Mike Trout and the Angels, is that must-see TV?
No.
Like, no.
Shohei Ohtani is.
Shohei Ohtani is, but like, you've watched Shohei Ohtani. You probably watched them in Anaheim when they play. This place is boring.
Mm-hmm.
There's no vibe here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what the Denver Nuggets got going on. And that's no fault of anybody's.
Do baseball stadiums have vibes?
Oracle had a vibe. Well, when Oracle's going, it's popping off. Yankee Stadium has a vibe.
Yankee
Stadium actually has a vibe. So, like, that plays into it. So I always felt like Denver, they don't have that same cachet of, you know, when the Warriors are popping, you know, Chase Center Oracle back when it was going on. That was a good environment. The Madison Square Garden, Boston Garden, TD Garden, whatever it is, those places, Philly, they get going. Golden One Center, they get going. Denver doesn't get you wrapped up in that vibe. So I'm talking about
them dudes advanced to the finals and they got like a golf clap.
You see a lot of time on these playoff games and the road team. You know, they got a fan base that travels. Well, nobody traveling from Denver.
Nobody traveling. Nobody
it was family
nobody
and friends.
Nobody traveling. Nobody cared when they went up 2-0. Like,
it was family and friends. Oh,
like, yeah, Jokic's brothers were there. That was the extent of it. Big Al still there? Let's get Big Al here real
sorry,
quick.
Sorry, Big Al.
916-909-1320. Big Al, what's happening, baby?
Just listen to the excellence that is you guys. And, Casey, you were right. You know, at least my Lakers played a competitive series. I thought it was going to be a blowout after a while. And they came back a little bit, but they're flawed. We'll see what they do. But, anyway, you're right. And I'm telling you, you know, I could make an argument when you guys were in diapers, not even born maybe. I brought this up to you once. Denver was a compelling team coming out of the ABA days under the great Doug Moe and ran the best.
Uh-oh.
Jesse wants us to know his hand. Oh, there he is. Oh.
Are you on Freeport, Big Al? Big Al, you on Freeport, Big Dog?
Fine. Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they haven't upgraded the Big I think Big Al's also battling a cold, too. Like, you can hear something.
Yeah, Big Al, you need to go more north on Freeport where there's better reception.
Keep driving, man. Keep driving, Al. Keep going. You'll get there, buddy. Keep going. We'll come back. Chris Haynes going to join us in studio. Chris and Charlene Haynes both going to be with us, owners of Charlene's Beauty Supply. They're going to be with us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk with Chris about this. All these lots of moves happening in the NBA coaching circles. One on the way, and it may involve Jordy Fernandez. We'll share with you what we learned over the weekend when D'Lo McCasey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, returns here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Chris Haynes set to join us coming up at about 1:20.
That Sacramento traffic is getting crazy, bro.
Come on, man. You know how we are. You can't show up on time for nothing.
That Sacramento traffic, bro. I'll tell you, you probably got on 50, bro.
I'm sorry. Weren't you the one who said you can get from Elk Grove to downtown in 10 minutes?
I'm telling you, you probably got on 50, though. Have you been on
to come here?
Yeah, you can go that way. I wouldn't.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, if you're not
someone needs
if you're
talk
not
to
used
Chris
to the situation,
that.
You may hop on 50 to get on 80, and because they all meet up at the same place once you get to Scandia. So if you go 5 to, one of them is Business 80, one of them is Interstate 80.
How's 50 get to?
So you go. So if you're coming from where he's at, you go 5 to 50 to 80.
I got you.
And then.
I got you.
The Business 80 Interstate, they all meet up at Scandia. So it depends on which way you want to go. I go 5 to Natomas 80.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. Chris ain't left the house yet. Like, what are we talking about? Like, Chris still at Charlene's Beauty Supply. Like, he ain't left the house yet. 1:20 means he'll probably be here at 1:30. And then we'll go from there. 1:20 means he's fitting to get in the car any second. That's what it means.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way right now. We all know.
I hope they finish 50 by Broadway and everything sometimes. It probably won't be for like another 3 years. That is a mess.
You know what I hope they do? I hope they blow up 65.
My gosh.
Just clear it. Hey, guys, you can't travel on 65 today. Can't travel on 65. And then, boom, just blow the whole thing up. Like, sorry, guys. We really botched this thing. We're starting over. We just completely screwed this whole thing up. There is nonstop traffic on 65 no matter what time of day you're leaving. We're just going to blow it up
rough.
And start over.
It is rough. Hey, the second while you were sleeping.
Good. Yes.
Of Monday.
While you were sleeping means while Kenny was away.
While I was away. Have you ever seen that movie, by the way, While You Were Sleeping?
Is that Julia Roberts?
Sandra Bullock.
No. Clearly haven't.
I don't know why I saw the movie. I did see the movie, though. It was all right.
I did watch two movies over the weekend.
Well, okay. Well, I want to know which ones you watched. Because I watched two movies during the week as well.
Okay.
I saw Air.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw White Men Can't Jump. And I'm here to say, mm-hmm. I think you and others have been way too harsh on White Men Can't Jump. It was a solid watch. It was fine. I told you this over the phone. I said if it would have been called Overtime Elite, Ball is Life, people wouldn't be saying anything about the movie. The fact that it's not a sequel, but it's a remake of White Men Can't Jump kind of set it up for failure in a lot of people's eyes. The movie's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Take your word for
it. And the guy who plays Wesley's character, he actually did a good job. It's a different character than Wesley
was. Yeah, I think he's an actor. I think that's the whole point.
But it's a different character than Wesley was.
No, but it's fine. The brother, I believe, is an actor. You lost me the second I saw the 30-second clip of Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow was actually okay.
I'm not. I'll take your word for it. You know what I'll never find out is if that movie was okay. I'm not watching it. Took me a month and a half to watch Creed 3.
How'd you like it?
Loved it. It's phenomenal.
It was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was incredible.
I think it was better than 2.
I've boxed for 3 straight days because of that movie.
Yeah. It was better than 2.
Sure. Yeah. It's one of the great, like, the trilogy hasn't missed. Mm. The 3 movies haven't missed.
And I agree. Two was good, too.
The other movie I watched also was Air. I thought that was good.
I think Air is a good movie. I think it's overrated. From everything that everybody was saying about it, I didn't see it that way. I saw Air as a good movie. Everybody was like, this is fantastic. It's a great movie. No, it's good.
I think part of it, I think the further you're removed from the story, the more you like it. Mm-hmm. I think I think some of it is like fiction, mm-hmm. and some of it plays into urban legends. Mm. Like the Phil Knight thing about paying the fine, or maybe that wasn't Phil Knight, that was the Jason Bateman character, mm. about paying the fine. I don't think that really happened. Mm. I know it's been written about and talked about. And I don't think Nike paid the fine. I don't think Michael was fined. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of that story is real. Mm. Past the letter he got of like, hey, your shoe, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think that's real. But I think there's a lot of like urban legend and myth stuff in it. Mm. And like, I think the more you know about the story, the more it might hurt the movie. Just as a movie, though, I thought it was fine.
It was good. It was good. But I don't know if you saw the same reviews that I saw before I saw the movie. And people were like, yo, 5-star. This is incredible cinema. I was like, all right, well, let me check it out.
Okay, and
I was like,
that's a little extra.
Like, it's cool. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was not groundbreaking. I thought Chris Tucker did a phenomenal job. I thought Chris Tucker did a really good job in that situation.
Is it out of pocket to say he was playing Chris Tucker?
No, I thought. See,
it
kind of
felt like he was.
I thought he went. He played
past the phone call scene where he had to say, "I don't think we got him." I just felt like, "Hey, man,
I think he played an older black man that talks a lot. Not is like wild. He just talks a lot. Mm-hmm. Like he played like an uncle, and I don't think I've seen Chris Tucker play an uncle before. I've seen him play Chris Tucker, play Smokey, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen him play an uncle. I thought he did a really good job.
I thought they all did a good job.
I thought
Viola Davis was
good. Yeah, and then who? Sonny Vaccaro. I'm drawing a blank.
Sonny was Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. I was about to say Leo. Matt Damon did a good job. I thought the best part of that movie. I won't give a whole lot. Well, I mean, look, it's. Read a
no, there's
article,
no surprise
like,
ending.
Yeah, is when he, the speech he gave in the presentation.
Uh-huh.
And I felt that. It was like, they're trying to come with this whole marketing thing and let me play it. He's like, look, man, let me talk to you as a person.
So, okay.
And who knows how real that was.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Let's, okay. Did the clips that they aired during the speech add or subtract from that moment?
It probably subtracted.
Yeah, it did. It absolutely did. Because he's giving that, like Matt Damon, Matt Damon's character is giving this impassioned speech to Michael Jordan because everyone sees that the meeting is going sideways. Again, yeah. Whether this all happened or not is it's what you choose to believe, right?
Yeah.
And he's giving this impassioned speech when he you know, they cut the video because everybody plays the videos, playing some cheesy record, and it's just, you know, the 80s soundtrack that was ingrained in this movie. And they start airing these clips of Michael Jordan, his career, that coincide with Matt Damon's speech.
Yeah.
And for me, immediately, it was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant the clips of when they were running the marketing campaign.
No. Not that I can dream of you.
I like that.
I thought that was too much. I was like, come on. Like, they're going to tear you down. You're going to step away. And then it shows them in a baseball uniform. And it's like, oh,
man, do that.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
The one thing I really do like, which from what I understand, Matt Damon was criticized for, is I love that they never showed Michael Jordan.
Oh, bro, that's the biggest. It drove me crazy.
I loved it.
I hated it.
Who were you going to get to do it?
Like anybody.
I thought it was perfect.
I don't care. Stop doing this stupid thing like Home Improvement with the neighbor and shielding his face the whole time.
Kyle Wilson. I don't remember who it is.
That infuriated me. I was watching it with the Queen Bee. And once I realized that's what they were doing.
Thought it was the best part.
It infuriated me.
No, that's
it took the movie down a notch.
Explains why I liked it so much because it pissed you off. I love that part of it.
I got so, and then they got creative with how he would turn his head and have his hand. Stop it. Let me see the man's face. I don't care if it's James Smith who's playing. I don't care. Throw somebody in there. It's supposed to be Michael Jordan. It infuriated me.
Well, they did. They did have somebody that you just didn't see his face.
So stupid.
Oh, it was perfect. It was great work. Great work. I love that. And Matt Damon took a lot of criticism for it, but I thought it was perfect.
That was his idea?
I believe so. I believe that's his movie.
I thought it was, what's his name? Ben Affleck's movie.
Oh, maybe it's Ben Affleck's movie. Well, maybe
they might have collaborated on it.
They're Ben Affleck's.
He deserves criticism. Pissed me off.
Again, explains why I liked it so much. But it's an Amazon movie, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
The movie was in theaters, though,
it
right?
It was. Yeah, it was.
For a week, which gave me great concern when I saw it was available for streaming. I was like, uh-oh. And then the movie starts, and it has the Amazon Studios. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I missed that. I didn't know.
I got another while you were sleeping when I come back.
Okay. Well, we're not going anywhere. But
also, are you into the Spider-Verse stuff? I'm looking forward to that this week.
The what?
Spider-Verse. The movie.
Mm-mm.
You never seen the first one, Into the Spider-Verse? Miles Morales?
Mm-mm.
Nah, it's a hell of a movie. Jesse, you seen those?
I know, I haven't seen them.
I can't see.
Nah, they're dope. Now, it probably helps that I have
a kid. Is this the same thing where Michael Keaton is playing Batman?
No, that's The Flash. The Into the Spider-Verse is like a cartoon.
Oh. Well, I still haven't seen
it. But it's phenomenal.
It's an adult cartoon?
Nah.
Or it's like for Reese?
It's for Reese, but it's a good movie that everyone likes.
Yeah, that's the perfect way.
Okay.
That's how I saw it, is Reese, when he was 4 or 5, wanted to see the first one.
Oh, it's that old?
Yeah, the first one is that old.
Oh, wow.
And he might have been 6. But I was like, damn, this is a good movie. And then everybody who saw it was like, no, this movie is probably the best Spider-Man ever made.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's that good.
Strong reviews coming in from the chatty house.
And the
right
new
now.
One comes out on Friday. And yeah, okay. I gotta be tapped into that.
Where's that at?
It's
that
in the theater, so
No. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I figured that. Where's the original? Is that not Disney?
It's probably on Amazon, if I had to guess.
Okay.
The original is really good. I don't want to put tins on it, but they did a really good job with it.
There's no game tomorrow, right? The final start Thursday.
No games tomorrow. And it's completely different than Spider-Man.
Okay.
It's not, I don't think in any way it's related to Spider-Man. Like, it is, because, you know, but the storylines, it's not like Spider-Man Return from Too Far From Home or No Way Home or whatever it is. It's not that.
See, that's where they confuse me, is there's just like 9 Spider-Mans. Spider-Men.
It gets even crazier now, too. Because now it feels like.
So now isn't the gimmick that they all like.
Yeah, see, so I saw I saw No Way Home. And I feel like they ripped off Spider-Verse when they came out with all these, the whole Spider-Verse situation. I feel like the cartoon, that's the first time I saw it was on the cartoon.
Okay.
And then what's it, not Tobey Maguire, but the other guy that's dating Zendaya, who I really like as Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
I like him way better than Tobey. They kind of put that into their movie, and I didn't like that.
Okay.
But I like the movie. I like Tom Holland. I like, they do a good job with those Spider-Mans. But Spider-Verse is, that's some good stuff.
That's on FX, by the way, if you want to catch that on there.
So that's Hulu?
Yeah, maybe,
Snowfall.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll peep it. Boy, that got away from us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.